some of the reports that we've been getting around the region have been mainly in about the 3 to 5 inch range. Areas that are a little farther south, closer to the South Carolina line, have seen more snow and sleet mix in, whereas areas that are a little bit farther north and west have been mainly all snow. So it looks like the heaviest totals so far have already added up to about 3 to 5 inches.
What can we expect today?
Now, it depends a lot on exactly where you are. Right in Asheville itself, we're thinking this is going to stay mainly snow through the course of the day, possibly mixing in with a little bit of sleet at times, and then turning into freezing rain late. So the bulk of this should be snow and perhaps a bit of sleet, and that's going to give us some additional accumulation. It looks like right now for your area, we're looking at mainly accumulations of about 8 to 10 inches of snow. As you go up in the higher peaks, we have areas that are going to see on the order of 10 to 14 inches, and the ridgetops could see even a bit more. When we go over later today to freezing rain, we could see an accumulation of ice as well. So we'll see some spotty hundredth to perhaps a tenth of an inch of ice. Now, the other issue that we have is that we'll get colder air sweeping in from the west overnight. So that's expected to mix things back over to snow, and we could see another additional inch or two of snow on top of that. So it's going to be a real mix. We think in the Asheville area it'll be predominantly snow, and we're looking at those totals I previously mentioned.
When you talk about these snow totals, we're talking about a lot of snow here. When will we see some relief from the snow?
Right. Well, it looks like once this storm system pulls off to our east tomorrow, we're going to be in a period behind that storm where we have basically this cold, moist northwest flow. And usually when we have that, snow showers will gradually pare back toward the Tennessee line. So probably for Asheville itself, snow would start to taper off across the area on Saturday, sometime about midday. But in the northern end of the Asheville area, there could be continued, you know, scattered snow showers with even more widespread snow showers up near the Tennessee line. We expect that lingering northwest flow snow shower activity to finally diminish on Saturday night, and then we'll be able to dry out through the day on Sunday.
Do you have any advice for people trying to travel, anything like that?
Yeah, it probably is best if they don't travel. We've already seen how with the road surfaces being so cold, the rain, the snow and the sleet that we've seen so far is sticking on the roads. It's getting packed down and making the roads impassable in a lot of locations. So it probably is best if people don't travel until our temperatures warm up over the latter part of the weekend.